This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
They've not been able to keep tabs on Bayern Munich at the top of the Bundesliga, but nicely clear of Borussia Mönchengladbach in second place in the Bundesliga Wolfsburg. And they've won 10 of their last 11 at home since that 2-0 defeat against Everton in the Europa League back in November. And Napoli, they arrested a poor run of form. They've been going through a bit of a barren spell before beating Fiorentina 3-0 in that Coppa Italia match we've mentioned. The great thing about Napoli is they've got Rafa Benitez at the helm, and he's got incredible European experience in knockout competitions, incredible record as well. Won the Champions League once, of course, and won this competition twice as well.
Yep, yeah. And I think they'll go there with his experience and try and get a 0-0 draw. You know, I think they'll try and shut Wolfsburg down, which won't be easy because, as you say, they do score goals. You know, you look at their home form in all competitions, and you know the 1-0 win against Freiburg in the cup back on the 7th of April was the first time they failed to score more than a goal since the 14th of December. You know, including four against Bayern Munich, which is unbelievable. You know, scored three against Inter. Went to Inter and still beat them 2-1. So you know they're not scared by Italian opposition, and I always like to look at how the divisions compare, and I think maybe Juve apart, I think the Bundesliga is probably better than the obviously Bayern Munich v Juve, Bayern Munich win, and I think going every step down it, I think the German opposition's better than the Italian opposition. I think they've got more goals in them. I don't see how Napoli think they can go there and beat them. So I think Rafa Benitez, with his experience, will go there thinking we'll keep this very, very tight and try and nick a goal on the break.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at their away form in the Europa League, they've kept three successive clean sheets and they've kept four clean sheets in their five away games. They did concede two at Young Boys, which I'm willing to put down as a blip.
Reverse engineering.
Yeah. They conceded two. The last one came in stoppage time. But yeah, I mean, 2-0 win in Slovan Bratislava, 0-0 at Sparta Prague, 4-0 Trabzonspor, and 0-0 Dynamo Moscow. Now, none of those teams are quite the level of Wolfsburg, but I think that'll give them the confidence to go there and try and do that. He's a very disciplined manager, isn't he, Benitez? You know, not only in terms of discipline, in terms of, you know, cards, but also in terms of shape and defence. Picked up 8 yellow cards in their 10 matches. You know, that's half the amount of the next worst, if you like, in the remaining teams in the quarterfinals. Wolfsburg have 16. They've committed 17 more fouls than Wolfsburg, but they've got half the number of cards. Okay. So, tricky Italian mentality with that Benitez know-how in Europa League. I think they'll go there and shut up shop. I'm playing under 2.5 goals. I'm not going to go for a winner because I'm not quite sure. The draw in Napoli probably I'd have to go for. I think Wolfsburg. I'm not sure about if I'd have Wolfsburg as the favourites for the competition, to be fair. But under 2.5 is 23-20. So I'm going to play that, even if Wolfsburg managed to nick one.
A few quid on the 0-0 draw, 12-1.
Yeah. Hard to see Wolfsburg not scoring, isn't it? But, you know, very rare. I'm just wondering when the last time they didn't score at home. It was against Everton, actually, at home in the Europa League. So it's doable, isn't it?
0-0 draw, 12-1 there.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.